Hot FM's Brownie and EJ. Yeah.
There's a story that's gone viral. It all started with a simple tweet, as most of these viral stories do these days, of a girl that posted a photo of two guys trying to change her tyre for her. She didn't know, and it kind of looked like they didn't know either, but they nonetheless were trying because they're the blokes, and apparently that's what society tells us they should do.
And that's what causes big uproar, not only from the guys saying that, yes, apparently they were clueless because they didn't know how to change a tyre, but they started slamming this woman saying, you should know how to change your tyre.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, a lot of backlash saying that why was she playing the damsel in distress? She's a driver, she should know how to look after and maintain her car. And I'm not going to slam her because not everybody knows everything. But I get what these people are saying. I do understand. I think it's important. If you drive a car, you should at least have a bit of an idea how to use the car.
So you think women should know how to change a tyre, EJ?
Yeah, I think so. We shouldn't just rely on, oh, my other half will come and do it for me because I can't. I'm too dainty to do such things.
Right. Whereas the blokes come along on their knight in shining armour and they change it for you and everything is okay, right?
13, 12, 16. We need to open this one up.
Yeah.
What do you think about blokes changing tyres on the car for you? I think that all women should probably know how to do it themselves.
Whereas I think blokes, hey, this is your chance and opportunity to come in and help out and save the day and get the woman on her way again.
Don't get me wrong, I'll always call RACQ, but I still think that it's important to know.
13, 12, 16. Katie, what do you reckon?
I think they should know how to do it. When I was at high school, my dad saw a woman in Officeworks car park who had a flat tyre and couldn't change it. Mm-hmm. And he actually went over to her and said, do you mind if I actually make my daughter do this?
Oh, really?
And he taught me how to change her tyre in the car park, so I knew how to do it if I ever needed it.
Dads are the best, aren't they?
They are.
Was dad's...
However, having said that, I'd still let my husband do it every time.
Yes. Yep, you're on the same page as me.
Question about your dad, though. Was he single at the time?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because there goes that other option of him trying to pick her up. But anyway, moving on.
No, he just thought he'd make me do it.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Thanks for your
Thanks,
call.
Thanks, Katie. Jess on 13, 12, 16. What do you reckon? Should ladies know how to do it?
I think we should, but in saying that, I have no idea how to change a tyre. And honestly, I don't think I would want to. Knowing that I've got, if I'm on my way to work and I get a flat tyre, my uniform's going to get filthy, I'm going to be filthy, late for work. And I don't think I would trust that I could do the bolts up tight enough.
Yeah, that's what we pay RACQ for in the end.
It is, but if you've got no service, like if I had to change the tyre, I would not be confident enough to drive with it. I'd be like, knowing my luck, it would fall off again. I'd be like, well.
Oh, that's funny. Jess, we appreciate your call.
Thanks.
Adrian, what do you reckon, mate?
I think that anyone that drives a vehicle should know how to change the tyre.
Yes, good point. Because it's a bit, it's kind of dangerous, I suppose, if someone is broken down and they don't know how to get themselves out of that situation.
That's exactly right. I'm a tyre fitter and, yeah, I know that a lot of blokes do come up too tight. So, yeah, but if a lady needs help, you've got to give them help anyway.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how difficult is it to actually change a tyre?
Probably about a 5.
It's not that hard.
It's not really that hard at all.
The hardest part will be getting that nut off if it's been done up a little bit too tight.
That's it. That's about it too.
All right, Adrian, thanks for your call this morning.
Dan, what do you reckon? Should all of the ladies know how to change that tyre?
Absolutely not.
Oh, really?
How else is a guy going to meet a girl? You know, every guy is, oh, you know, there's a girl. Oh, yeah, she looks all right. I'll pull over, give her a hand, you know, and might get a date out of it.
So, look, it's the most typical thing of guy meets girl, and you think that if women knew how to change their tyres, that would eliminate that possibility and scenario completely?
Oh, it would help, definitely help. My wife now, current wife, she used to work in Stockland's there, so I went to work at Kmart Tyre and Auto and fit tyres for a living just to meet to know her and stuff. So, you know, it worked out for me.
So you went at least that far to try and score a date with her?
Oh, yeah, I married her too, so now I'm in a different industry, so I'm truck driving now. And
how
could
she ever compete with that, seriously?
Oh, the romance, that's what it is.
True romance right there.
That's amazing, Dan. On our Facebook page, there's a mixed response. Tiara and Kerry saying their dad made sure that they knew how to do it, and yeah, I'm in the same boat with that. But then there's others like Becky that's jumped on there. She agrees with Dan who just called through. She says that maybe letting her tyre down on the side of the road on purpose might be a new way to meet some fellas.
Look, on the back of Becky and Dan, I've got the perfect idea, right?
Yes.
Stuff 50 Shades of Grey, a new book series called 50 Ways to Change a Tyre.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.